And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Not too long ago, it was my privilege to be in that very Mount of Olives, to be among those olive trees on that hillside, to see the rocks, and have one pointed out to us as possibly the very rock where the Lord Jesus prayed more earnestly, agonizing in prayer, sweating, as it were, great drops of blood, even falling down to the ground. Friend of mine, the Lord Jesus did this, as we find it recorded in Luke 22, as he, the Holy One, the Eternal One, the One who was spotless and without sin from eternity past, as he anticipated going to Calvary's cross, and there agonizing, suffering, bleeding, dying, despised by man and forsaken by God, as he willingly identified with your sin. That's right. We read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 of how he willingly took this place. He, the spotless, sinless one, dying to redeem the likes of us. For he, that is God the Father, hath made him, God the Son, the Lord Jesus, to be sin for us. He, the Lord Jesus, who knew no sin, he became sin for us. And he agonized there on that mountainside that night as he anticipated his holy soul becoming saturated, being dealt with for my sin and yours, even to have to cry out from the cross, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" And why did he do it, friend of mine? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him, agonizing even to a bloody sweat as he realized he, the eternal Holy One, was about to take in his body, in his soul, the wrath, the judgment, the eternal judgment that was due us, as he, God the Son, bore our sin in his own body on the tree. The writer to the Hebrews says, when he had by himself purged our sin, he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Is it any wonder? Because he paid the price in full. He died for all sin, for all time, for yours and mine. Is it any wonder now that we can read from Acts chapter 2 that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved? Paul further emphasizes that in Romans 10 and 13, where he says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friend of mine, not only did the Lord Jesus agonize in that bloody sweat, not only did he go to the cross of Calvary, and there was he wounded and bruised and beaten, smitten of God and afflicted for your sin and mine, but he died, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And here's this word, whosoever, that whosoever believeth upon him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. And friend of mine, today, the gospel, the good news, how that Christ died, was buried, and rose again, is for whosoever will. And if you're willing this day to acknowledge your sin and your guilt, if you're willing to recognize that what the Bible says about you is true, if you'll stand before the bar of God and say, "Lord, I plead guilty, but I ask for mercy and grace, not for justice." For those that get justice, we read of them in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. And here is another whosoever. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And that day you'll not have a choice. Today, friend of mine, you have a choice. Through what he did there on that hillside, on the cross, arising forth from the grave, he will give you his gift today. Believe you me, it is a gift, for Jesus paid for it. And whosoever will may come trust the Savior. He'll give you eternal life today. Amen.